I had the opportunity to chat with Tim, the dairy farmer, who's a dairy farmer in Florida and has been for the majority of his life. And he has turned his love of agriculture into really a platform to talk about certain ag issues. And while he's doing all of that, he's making it funny and entertaining for people to listen to. So let's take a listen to what Tim has been doing over the past years as a comedian and what his next big adventure is. So let's just jump right into it. Tim, will you tell me just a little bit about yourself growing up, farming? Give me the full background.
I basically grew up in the cattle industry. And then when my brother and I got older, we started our own dairy, and we've been dairying for over 30 years together now. But I was the youngest of six kids. I grew up on a farm. And the album I'm doing is called Farm Raised. So it talks about 4-H, FFA, family reunions, being a fat kid, stuff like that.
All the good stuff. Now, right. We talked a little bit, you know, when we first got on the phone, and how farming, it's great if you've been in it, but it's not always great, and there are some challenges.
That's kind of why I started doing this. I went to a farm function, and they had paid somebody to come in and speak. And I mean, although I've always enjoyed comedy all my life, I didn't start doing it till I was in my early 30s, because I was at a farm function where they hired somebody to speak to us, and the guy had no clue about anything to do with farming. And so, long story short, that kind of got my wheels turning. And so, you know, farming in itself is hard enough as it is. Sometimes, you know, you look at something that just went totally sideways and wrong, and all you can do is laugh because you've already cried. But that's why I do this, because it's there is funny side to farming. I mean, well, I don't even know if I can talk about some of the stuff on this interview, because it might be kind of shady. But anyway, there is funny stuff there. And that's why I started doing this. I've been doing it for about 17 years now. Never thought that when I started this, you know, I died a lot on stage, still die a lot on stage, which is always a good feeling for your self-confidence. And I'm going to try to make the ag community proud.
That's great. I know that a lot of people can probably appreciate your humor and understand where that comedy comes from, especially if they've grown up on a farm, and they can probably say, hey, that was me, just, you know, on the other side of the world or in a different state or wherever. But maybe what's one of the more memorable things or the more memorable moments that growing up that you thought of that has jumped into your comedy show or your skit that you might be able to share with us?
That's a very specific question. And I'm like on a third grade level here in my head. I talk about everything on this album, from being homeschooled to, here's one. My mom taught me that before I cross the road, look both ways before I cross the street and look for cars. And I lived on a dirt road, so I was actually there for 2 days before a car finally passed.
I get that. That's great. No, that's good stuff. I did get the chance to listen to some of the clips that you had, and you had a piece in there about vegans, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, yep. Always got a rag on them.
Yeah. Now, have you always, you know, been a funny guy? Have people always said, you're a funny dude, you should do a stand-up comedy? Or is this something that you've just gathered over the years? How did this come about?
You know, I think growing up, I think I've always been, I guess, kind of a smart ass. But I don't know that I was a class clown, but I was a kid that always got in trouble for mumbling something under his breath. I've always been more of a reaction kind of funny, but I guess people say I'm funny. I mean, I've stood in front of thousands of people that nobody's thrown anything at me yet. So I guess I am kind of funny. I don't know. But no, I always liked comedy as a kid. I mean, I listened to Jerry Clower, you know, Steve Martin, and I always watched some of the sitcoms. And then it's just something I always wanted to do. And then finally, I think I was like, well, let's give it a whirl. So it's been fun. It's been interesting. You see a lot of crazy things out there. You meet a lot of weird people. I hear a lot of stories from farmers that this is the beginning album of Tim the Dairy Farmer. I'm already working on the next one. It's called Corn Cobs and Chaos. And it's a lot of it is stuff I hear farmer, you know, there's always an old farmer that comes up afterwards and tells me, you know, back in my day. And then it ends up, I'm like, well, I think I could make that funny, but funnier than he said it. But anyway, nothing against the old guy, but
yeah.
But they're just, I don't know. As a comedian, you're more of a, I don't want to say you're funnier than anybody else, but you kind of have a demented brain to where when you see things, you see them differently, you know, which is kind of, I won't say that I'm intelligent. I'm definitely not a brilliant writer. I'm just funny, I guess. Why am I making myself sound good here, aren't I?
Well, Tim, you might think you're funny, and we're going to give the folks a chance to decide for themselves to see if they think you are as funny as you think you are. Here's a few clips from one of Tim's recent shows.
But my name's Tim. I'm a dairy farmer. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bunch of lactose intolerant, non-cheese eating vegans. Any vegans? 2 week to raise your hand. A couple weeks ago, my granddad came out of the farm. He was complaining about having chapped lips. And I watched him. He walked over to this cow, picked up her tail, kissed her on the backside. Like, I was like, Grandpa, does that heal chapped lips? He said, no, Tim, but it keeps me from licking my lips. My first sleepover at a friend's house, I ran home 7 miles down a dirt road in my Scooby-Doo underoos when my friend's mom told us it was time to put us to sleep. That means something different to a farm kid, right? That's permanent. You ain't getting up from that. You're not.
Tim, the dairy farmer out of Florida, is a third-generation dairy farmer turned comedian who has a passion for agriculture and entertaining people, as well as talking about some pretty hot topics within the ag industry. Let's continue on with his interview. So we've heard just a little bit about what you've been saying, how your new album is coming out. Tell me about your album and how this came about, and who's putting this out there for you, because I know it's a pretty big name.
It all started, I've been doing this for quite a long time. I was in Nebraska in December, and they had hired me at it was a seed company. And the woman that had hired me just tweeted out on Twitter to Larry the Cable Guy. And she just said, hey, you should do a show with Tim the Dairy Farmer. It'd be a hoot. And I worked with Larry about 14 years ago. I got to open up for him right before the Blue Collar took off. And I'm like, thanks for doing that, but I don't know if he'll remember who I am. I remember him being a great guy. And we've actually talked a couple times since then. But she tweeted it out. And then, I had a Twitter account. I didn't know how to get on it because my buddy had set it up for me. And he direct messaged me at like 2 a.m. And I'm like, I see a text from Larry the Cable Guy. And I'm like, well, I should really answer this. And so I spent 30 minutes on my phone in a hotel trying to get on my Twitter. Anyway, long story short, Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy signed me to produce my first album, which is called Farm Raised. And it's, it's not just about, the majority of it's about being grown up on a farm. And then there's some other stuff, like you said, the best on the vegans and, you know, what it's like to actually be a farmer. But it's good stuff. It's funny.
What do you think that people can most, I guess anybody can relate to you, because I know that there aren't always farmers or ranchers, cattlemen, folks who are involved within the dairy industry who show up to your shows, but what's maybe the most relatable part about you?
I'm just another farmer, and I'm the guy that's got the microphone, and I might say the things that you're afraid to say in public, but I'm going to go ahead and bring them to light. In fact, I was at a USDA convention, and this is dairy farmer specific, but I think any farmer would understand it. I was doing a show for the USDA milk pricing people back in a couple weeks ago in Wisconsin, and you know, nothing against these people. The majority of them that worked there probably never even been on a farm before. They didn't understand most of my jokes. And finally, at one point, being a dairy farmer and things have been kind of slow for a while. I said this a nice way. I didn't want to come off as a total jerk, but I said, listen, I don't know what kind of voodoo math you people are using up there in Chicago to come up with this milk pricing, but I said, I'm willing to get you a new calculator because it's not working. Which, you know, if you're not a dairy farmer, you may be like, well, that was kind of a rude thing to do, but you know, I've been in this business pretty much all my life, and those are the people that need to know. So I took the opportunity. They wanted me to tell them some jokes, but I took the opportunity to get my point across. I mean, even if just one guy heard it, that's all I'm hoping for is one person. But I mean, my jokes aren't specific just to dairy farmers. If you any type of farm, I talk about soy milk and almond milk and, you know, family reunions and tractors and all kinds of stuff on this album. But like I said, it's my intro album. There's more to come, but I'm just asking, you know, as a farmer to everybody that's listening, I'm just one of y'all. I still farm every day and milk cows. So
yeah,
I'm asking for everybody's support.
His album is called Farm Raised and is available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and Google Play for purchase and download, as well as his album will be played on Sirius XM on Jeff and Larry's Comedy Roundup, which is XM Channel 97. If you'd like to learn more about Tim or to maybe request him out to your event, visit his website at www.agcomedian.com. You can also follow him on his Facebook and Twitter accounts, which are linked to his website.